You're listening to Real Adventures, talking all things fishing, boating, and the great outdoors for Razorback 4x4, Australia's best four-wheel drive sea covers with protection like no other. And Club Marine. Need insurance for your boat or jet ski? Discover why boating's just better with Club Marine.
Welcome back to Real Adventures. It's now time for All Aboard for Razorback 4x4, Australia's best four-wheel drive seat covers with protection like no other. And we're in a little bit of trouble. Pat and I have gone over time. So today's All Aboard is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to talk to you about a question that I've been getting a hell of a lot lately when I was up on the East Coast doing the Marlin. And of course, with the Kingfish run right now that's going on right around the country, the importance of live bait and looking after your live bait and basically the live bait tank. So long story short, when you're chasing fish like Marlin and Kingfish, one of the best resources to catch these are live bait. And live bait, the key word there is live, not dead. So what I mean by that is a lot of people go out and catch live bait, they put them in the tank and they might last a little bit and then they die and then they're not going to work to the efficiency that you need them to work. A live bait tank, you want this bait to be basically exactly what it was when it was swimming in the water. You want it to go back into the water with a hook in it to be as lively as possible. Now with the tanks and whatnot, depending on what boat you have, you need to cater the tank for, I guess, to fit in the boat, of course, but also for the baits that you'll be catching. Now, in my 6 meter north bank, at the back corner of my boat on the starboard side corner, I've got my live bait tank there. Now, I wish the tank was a little bit bigger for marlin fishing in particular. Some of those big slimies we get, I get a lot of them in there and they start to struggle a bit, but there's a few things that I've done to fix that. Now, when you get a live bait tank, you want to make sure that the water inlet is coming into the top, but you want to have a pipe running down to the bottom, or having it, for in fact, running straight to the bottom of the tank. Now, most outlets are where the water falls out of the live bait tank. If you've got your live bait tank and your water's falling out of the top, but your water's coming in through the inlet into the boat, all you're getting is water coming in and then the good water going straight back out of that outlet. So you've got to make sure that in water that's coming in is getting pushed to the bottom of the tank, not to the top of the tank, because you want that good water to be at the bottom, which gets pushed up eventually in the oxygen, etc. Another way you can help with your live bait tank as well, and even these big tanks, like Pat's boat, for example, has got a massive live bait tank, you get 100 bloody slimies in there. Basically, what you want to do is have it down the bottom, you want to have the deck hose down the bottom in any tank, and I like to run that for about 5 minutes, if that, when I catch the slimies first up. It just oxygenates the water a little bit more, and if they are a little bit sorry when they come in, they're going to stay alive a hell of a lot longer. Now, depending, slimy tubes as well are a really good thing. So you got your live bait tank and slimy tubes. Slimy tubes work really, really well for your live baits as well. So that's another, we'll review that on another show. We've done many of them as well. But slimy tubes work really well to keep your bait. So I have two rigged up in the slimy tubes and nothing in the tank so they can't get fouled up or caught up. Match your bait to your tank as much as you possibly can. Don't put too many big ones in a smaller tank like I did and they will die. Just keep what you can alive in it. But like I said before, keeping them alive and as healthy as you can, that's your best tip you've got for catching kingfish and marlin or anything that involves live bait. You're going to catch plenty more fish because you're going to be putting live bait in the water, not dead bait, and it's going to work extremely well. That was All Aboard for Razorback 4x4, Australia's best four-wheel drive seat covers with protection like no other.
It's now time for Red's review for Club Marine. Need insurance for your boat or jet ski? Discover why boating's just better with Club Marine. Redman.
Yes.
Burley Potts. Talk to me.
Well, Burley Mincer.
Burley Mincer.
Burley Mincer I'm going with, Patrick. So this is a little bit of prep before your shark fish. And we're talking about sharks. I was spoken about sharks today, so I thought it'd be relevant.
Yep.
If you want to chase sharks, buying stuff from tackle stores and all the likes, you don't know what you're getting. You just don't. You could have some of the best stuff in the world. You could have some stuff filled with water and crap where it just defrosts in minutes.
Oh, you're talking about the burley. Yep.
Talking about the actual burley. So when you're buying your burley to chase a shark, you don't want to just have it basically filled with water where you put it in, there's a little bit of stuff in the middle and defrost in 15 minutes. You want a nice log that has all the good stuff in it.
Yep.
All the good stuff. And the best way to do that is to be kitted up at home. If you do a bit of fishing, this is well and truly worth it.
No wonder why your wife hates you.
Well, this isn't at my new house. It's in my garage still, and I haven't set it up because I need to get a property with a bit of land. I find if you actually connect it just next to the kitchen sink inside, this is where it works its best. Commercial grade meat mincer or grinder. So as you off cuts of your whiting, dropping it in at the sink there, and then you got a little good
off cuts of like your tuna, arms, whatever it is. Like, yeah. like That Carrie will. Cuts them off.
I actually do clean quite a bit of fish inside. Did you know that? People often blown away on my social media, Patrick, when I'm cleaning fish inside. She has no choice. Don't tell her I said that. Basically, get yourself a commercial grade meat mince. So you can get them for about between, you can get a crappy one for about $200-$300 secondhand. If you want a brand new, up to $1,000.
Facebook Marketplace, I'm sure you can find one.
Oh, there. Jesus. Basically here, if you spend $1,000 on a mincer, right, a burley log's about $15 now. If you buy 10 logs, do the maths for me. How much does that add up, Pat? 10?
150.
$150, right? There goes $150.
Yep.
For you, plus, et cetera. So 10 logs, you do 3 shark drifts a trip, you take out 8 to 10 with you each time.
Adds up.
Adds up. If you're actually fishing quite a bit, like I am, get your burley mincer and make your own logs. Number one, you know what's in it, and you also know that it's going to work for you, and you're going to save so much money in the long run.
Yes. But
the fact of the amount of fish that you're going to catch, for your makos particularly, is going to be, like, I'm talking 10 makos to 2, because they're going to come to you, because you're going to have the good stuff in it, and you're going to... to have all the good stuff, basically, to eat at home, because these makos are absolutely delicious.
And if you post it on socials, you'll get wonderful feedback from your local community about how...
for those that missed
environmentally
it,
environmentally conscious you are, or how horrible you are.
We love social media.
All right, that is Red's review for Club Marine. Boating's just better with Club Marine Boat Insurance.